Yeah, very much. You always got to have confidence in yourself, know the plays that you can make, your abilities that you have. I feel like I am the best DB in this. No offense to all the other DBs. Just I believe in what I can do and the plays that I can make. Oh, man, just my mentality as a football player, my toughness, the physical play that I play with, just different from some cornerbacks in the, today's league. 5'11". It was fine. You know, everybody knows that I got the torn labrum. I'm going to have surgery on it. So I know once I have surgery on it, I'll be back to 100%, back to the normal player that I am. I'm going to do everything except the bench press. Just when I had surgery, probably like 2 months. March 12th. Not nothing really I had to improve on. Just when I come into the sophomore year, I had that stress fracture in my shin. So I didn't know if I could play or not. And then, you know, DQ stepped up and did some great things for us. The coaches felt the need to play him and just let me come in and nickel and slide him in inside and let me play corner. So that was just a situation of that. Yeah, very much. You know, you gotta watch yourself what you're doing nowadays in the league. Because, you know, if you hit a lead with the wrong thing, you're going to get ready to get some cash up for a fine. But, no, I don't think it'll change your mentality as a player. You know, it's a physical game. You just got to know what you're doing and just watch yourself when you're out there trying to make plays on the ball.
Do you know when you had to start
the game? Probably in the Texas A&M game when I dove and tried to knock down a pass. I just fell in an awkward position with my arm bent. And when I got up, I didn't really feel it then. So I think I did something again, and then I knew I had hurt.
How did it limit you for the rest of
the life? I don't think it had any limitations on me. And I was hurting when I was playing, but you know, you got to fight through that and just keep playing. So I just continue to go out there and play. I don't think it will. I hope it don't anyway. To say that, because you know you get hurt, but I know I have surgery, and I know I'll be back to normal, making plays, and that's why I wanted to come to the combine and do this, just to show that I still can move around and do stuff with my arm hurt now. Nah, man, it's just the way Coach Saban coaches and teaches you different things. Not only you know just go in there and watch film and different things. He's the one that gets you right for game day. He teaches you the lessons and values that you need on the field and off the field. Just help you out all around as a coach.
How painful is your shoulder
as
you're running with your arm swinging?
No, I'm fine. Feel like I'm not hurting.
Did you purposely schedule the surgery so you could work out here?
Nah, I ain't do nothing like that. I just waited. I could have had it, you know, right after the game, but I felt the need that I had to come out and do something. You know, I ain't just want to sit out the combine and pro day, and then you know y'all guys get to wondering and saying this and that, so I just want to at least come out and showcase that I can still move around, I can run, and I can swing my arm around. That's an opinion that somebody said, so hopefully when we do get drafted, the team that we go to, and we just can showcase that We're good players. We got a great skill set, and we can make plays just as well as the cornerbacks before us. Very much. Anytime they got a game and we ain't playing, or we got a game later on, or we got a game early, and then they play at nighttime, you always got to look at them, check them out. You know, that's guys you know you're gonna eventually go up against, and eventually you become friends with them because you know you're gonna run into them like things like this. And so you just always want to get a good relationship and a good feel of the people you know you're going to have to go up against and see in your position.
Are Banks and Rose the only guys you really look at like that, or are there others you kind of admire, you want to get to know in that same kind of way?
No, mostly all the guys that, you know, that was good and make plays, that, you know, that I was able to catch their games. I always wanted to watch them and see how they play and just see how they look on the field. watch the NFL Combine. So that's another reason why, you know, I wanted to come to the Combine and participate in the drills. That's why I didn't want to sit out. I had surgery right after the game.
What do you think you might run?
That's when, watch the NFL Combine. During my college career, Alshon Jeffries and the two guys from Tennessee, the Cordero Patterson and Justin Hunter.
How you thrive on people doubting
you? Oh yeah, very much. Anytime somebody doubts you, it's like they get into it with you. So I like to go out when people say that, try to prove them wrong, try to go out there and make a big difference when they talk about me.
How would you evaluate
the Patterson player? Oh man, great player. You know, he's athletic. You look at him on the field, you think that he can't run the way he can. Not just trying to look at him and say things about him. But he's a great player. When he go out there, he go get the ball. You know, once he get the ball in his hand, you got to be right on him because he gets the rolling on. It's hard to, you know, catch him and try to catch up and make a tackle on him. I think we compare. You could say alike in some ways and differences. You know, we're alike because we come from the same style on the Coach Saban. You know, you have to be hard-nosed, physical player at the line of scrimmage and come up and run support. You just got to be able. We do different things, all three of us. You know, different things because we're different people. So you just got to go out there and you know, all of us like to go out there and make plays and create identity for ourselves. You know, I got a lot. You got to watch the today's Pat Peterson. You know, that's a young guy that's I think gonna be the next one of the great DBs. Champ Bailey, Darrell Revis, when he do come back. Now Sherman, you got to watch him because you know, he the person he's one of the head runners that's doing good in today's football. Also, which Deion was playing, so I can watch him. But you know, I still, you know, look at his tapes. You know, YouTube, or look at, I got older people in my family that's, you know, that knew him or seen him play. So I always go around them and ask them about him.
What about Joe Hayden?
Oh, yeah, Joe Hayden also. You know, I left out a couple people. I ain't want to name. I ain't go through the whole list. But, you know, Joe Hayden is a great player also. He makes plays. I also watched him when he was at Florida. So, you know, got a little history of watching him. He's a great player also. What's that? I ain't started meetings yet. You know, that starts today, tonight, and then tomorrow night. Roughly 20. You don't know who they don't say the name on the, or the team on the card. I just tell you what room it is.
Like the Flash of Deion?
Like the Flash of Deion?
I just wonder what you like about
YouTube. It's prime time, you know. you gotta love him. You know, all the stuff you see past the prime time, I think they did that because of him. He's a great player. You know, he had the mentality, that swagger of a defensive player, a defensive back should have. But he went out there, he'll tell you what he's going to do, and he backed it up 100%. So, you know, people like that, you know, if they do it like the way he did it, you always got to go out and look at him and watch him because he's one of the great DBs that played in the league and continued his success, you know, in college and throughout his football career. You got to do that. You got to do that. Just like I'm saying, it's the prime time. So you got to do that. That's I think mostly every DB that gets their first pick, they either do that or just don't do nothing at all. So you got to think that's a must. Leon Sandcastle, he might be better than Deion Sanders. Because he might be the way he was running. Did you see that? The way he was running on there? He got that pretty fast. I think they need to check that time. That might be he might need to go against Usain Bolt, a couple of them guys. But that's a great commercial. Like I said, it's prime time.
You mentioned Sherman. What do you think about getting into a Twitter beef with Davis and kind of the persona he has?
I can't speak on either side because, you know, that's those guys. I don't know, you know, their persona or how they, you know, go about themselves. But to me, I liked it. Cause I was, you know, in between those two great DBs, but however they want to do it, get it out, sell it out. Who's the best? Who's that? That's between those two. You know, I know. I watch it, follow it, see how it goes.
All right, thanks, guys.
Oh, that's a must. You always gotta have confidence as a cornerback. not only as a cornerback, that's any position on the field. If you got confidence and have faith in what you can do, I believe you'll go out and you'll do that. You'll follow that direction.
All right, thank you, D. Appreciate it. Thanks.